The following is a discussion of M. Night Shyamalan films. This portion of the conversation between Alex and I was originally in the summer movie guide, but it turned into an analysis of Shyamalan's technique in directing and his film style and his other films that he's worked on and his career success and misses, that I found it fitting to remove it from the summer movie guide and make it on a standstill review of his movies and preview his upcoming movie, The Happening. Here now is the following, unedited, conversation of Alex and I referring and talking about M. Night Shyamalan's films. Next weekend, we got another two movies popping out at the same time that you might want to see.
Ooh, it's going to be tough, yeah.
Friday the 13th, you know what that means. Scary! And perfect opportunity for M. Night Shyamalan to get back into the groove.
Oh, I love him. It's great. Great movies.
Some people said he was washed up after Lady in the Water. Because see, as it goes, his big hit, like his star hit, Sixth Sense.
Right.
Which was incredibly spoiled for me, so I couldn't enjoy it.
Right, yeah. I remember that.
What the heck? The whole idea is about the plot twist. Like it or not, that's the idea. The plot twist.
Yeah.
That was a lovable plot twist. The next movie, Unbreakable, a plot twist that people didn't like, which I love, which you love.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
It was real. That's what I loved about it. It was real.
Yeah.
And that's what no one loved. Fans of Heroes, back me up here. That's why Unbreakable was good.
Yeah, exactly.
Which didn't pass the $100 million mark, but it still made at least $90 million.
Yeah, it was
domestic,
a shame.
Domestic market. All right, and so that was Unbreakable. It was semi-miss. The movie after that, which was Signs.
Oh, I loved it. One of my favorites.
Another
one. I
didn't
have to consider that for that one. It was just a movie I could just watch over and over and over.
Mel Gibson.
Great actor. The suspense, you, Mr. Audiophile, you know, the music in that was just...
Music.
One of the main characters in that.
He was good.
And he's always been able to use different elements like that, visual and audio, to be able to convey like a powerful, movie. And I'm looking forward to this new one.
The reason I like M. Night Shyamalan is his steady use of the camera. There's no crazy, like, slingshot cameras crane shot. Like, for example, Jackson, his epic camera sweep to cover the battles.
Right.
And Night Shyamalan doesn't do that for his films. It's like a subtle camera. If someone's talking, and like a powerful dialogue, even if you think the dialogue's ridiculously crazy, like in Unbreakable, Samuel Jackson talking about perhaps there being a superhero amongst us,
right.
Like a guy that can't be killed type of deal, or Unbreakable, that is. The camera zooms in and it's captivating you, and the power of that dialogue, as stupid as it sounds.
Right.
And that's what I love about his steady directing that people don't love. A lot of people don't love. And that's when he catches you off guard. It's like, oh shoot, what'd you say?
Yep.
That's what's so good about it. That's what I love about No Country for Old Men. That's why I stole my heart. So we have The Happening here, starring Mark Wahlberg. A top billing, another film that he's making recently that's not a sequel or a remake. Thank God.
Yeah.
So that's good. What's behind The Happening? Honestly, all you know is that something's happening.
That's all you need to know with these M. Night Shyamalan.
It's like it's an infection. You don't know where it's coming from. Watch the latest trailer. If I find it, I'll download it and post it up on the blog.
Yeah, worth a watch. Definitely.
Because whoever watched Iron Man and had that trailer come out, it spooked everyone. Because after Signs, M. Night did
The Village.
It was The Village, yes. And that, people complained about it more than a thriller. It was a hit instantly, but after that, it just dropped at the box office.
Everybody found out the ending.
Everybody found out the ending. It's like, oh, stupid. And when I didn't see it again because it was spoiled. And when I heard about it, it's like, that's clever.
That is great.
That is so good. But if people didn't like it, there's another miss. The next movie was a disastrous bomb. So you look at the height he was enjoying with Signs,
right.
To the ground of reality came with Lady in the Water, but says, you're washed up, dude. So now we have...
You know, the way I see it, he has nothing to lose. Nothing to lose in the public's eye, but I still have a lot of faith in his movie-making ability, and can't wait for this. I was the one who saw the preview, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, some people say that the virus not only paralyzes you, but makes you commit suicide. But I don't know if that's really the entire premise, since you don't really know anything.
Is.
All
it
you know
is
something is happening,
yep.
And it's not terrorism.
and it's not like human chemical biological warfare of some kind, because right. People are just dropping like flies, and that's what trips me out.
It's gonna be interesting to watch.
And thus concludes the discussion of the M. Night Shyamalan films. Please download parts 1 and 2 of the Summer Movie Guide discussing the movies coming out in May and June. And stay tuned for the second part of the Summer Movie Guide discussing the films of July and August, premiering sometime late June. Thank you for downloading this podcast.
Just leave us here?
Sir, we lost contact.
With whom?
Everyone.
There appears to be an event happening. It's some kind of attack. The first stage is loss of speech.
Claire?
The second stage is physical disorientation. The third stage is fatal.
I'm scared, Elliot.
It's okay.
The attacks are spreading. Boston, Philadelphia.
Maryland.
It's all over the country.
Authorities are now feeling that a terrorist group being responsible is becoming less and less likely.
She says everyone's dead outside.
Be happening.